One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 30, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Have you caught one, a bad cold, nose all stuffed up, feel achy, miserable? Then hear this. More people have taken more bromoquinine for more complete relief than with any other cold tablet ever sold. You could use aspirin, cough syrups, or nose drops all day long and not get bromoquinine's relief. Because bromoquinine does more. Works to relieve stopped up nose, body aches, fever, irregularity, that blue feeling a cold brings, and the headache, too. Yes, more relief, even for virus colds. And the reason? Bromoquinine is the only cold tablet sold with wonder-working quinine combined with five other medicines and self-fortified with vitamin C. That's why bromoquinine cold tablets give you more complete relief. Remember,
every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take bromoquinine.
Get the tablets that have relieved more cold discomforts than any other. Get bromoquinine brand cold tablets.
Special sale on Pepsodent toothbrushes. Save 40 cents on two Pepsodent toothbrushes now.
Today, a fortune for Pinky. Unlike other members of the family, the lovely Penelope never drops in at Paul's studio merely to beguile an idle moment. However casual her visit may seem to be, there is usually an underlying and highly practical reason for it. But this afternoon, as she sits on the window bench, arms locked about her knees, watching a Navy ship heading out the Golden Gate, she seems to be utterly innocent of motives until...
So, there was Pinky with lipstick on his cheek and a smudge on his collar, and I sat there waiting for Grandfather to notice, but he never did. That's when I made my biggest discovery, Uncle Paul. We are merely symbols to Grandfather. He doesn't really look at us and wonder what we're like or what goes on inside.
Yeah, you might surprise him.
Paul, is your father up there?
Oh, excuse me. Haven't seen him, Mom.
He promised to drive me to the market.
Anything I can do? I'm not working this afternoon.
No, thanks. I'll find him.
Oh, I'll drive him.
Penelope's here. She'd be glad to drive you. She's not working either.
No, thanks. The father will take me.
Cold day. He hasn't gone far. Well, what were we talking about?
Oh, Pinky, I guess. Who is his girl, Uncle Paul? Do you know?
Whoever it may be, I'm sure I haven't met her. How do you happen to be home this afternoon?
The contractor took me to lunch, and that lasted longer than I expected, so I phoned the office. Nothing much happening. I decided to come home.
Now, how's the building coming?
Well, they tell me everything is normal. We had a strike, trouble getting materials, and they put in the wrong kind of display windows and had to take them out again, but that's what you expect. We'll open in May, I guess. We said...
Yes, yes, almost ready.
Oh, there he is. Dad?
Yes, yes, I'll be up. Something I must tell you. I've been over to Hazel's, and... Oh... Penelope.
Hi, Grandfather.
Hey, yes. I've just come from Hazel's new house.
Dad, Mom's looking for you.
I know. I saw her. I'm going to drive her to the market. I wanted to tell you this first. A man from the Handloom Carpet Company turned up at Hazel's this afternoon and said that he'd been instructed to take measurements wherever Hazel needed carpeting. And it was to be a gift from Pinky.
What?
Grandfather.
Had written instructions to send the bill to Pinky Murray, care of Jack Barber, at Judge Hunter's office.
Well.
Where is Pink today?
Oh, he left here whistling cheerfully at 9 o'clock this morning. I had a distinct feeling that the pressure was off, and he had turned the corner.
Oh, not that he would say anything to me. I don't know anything more about this than you do, Dad.
I see. Well, you will hear about it, I presume. And when you do...
We'll keep you informed.
Yes.
All right, Henry.
Yes, Henry. What was I going to say? Oh, very amusing thing. Last Friday evening, I think you were there, Penelope.
Mm-hmm.
Pinky came in. Now, let me see, who was there? You, Hazel, Fanny, and I. Yes. At any rate, I noticed that Pinky had lipstick on his cheek and on his collar.
What?
I didn't want to say anything in front of his mother, so I waited for a chance to see him alone. And then I joked him about it. Well, sir, the truth is he had dropped in at Jack's with some little Chinese costume jewelry trinket he had picked up in Chinatown. And his cousin had kissed him by way of saying thank you.
Henry!
Yes, yes, here I come. But I thought, Paul, you'd find that news about the carpeting very heartening.
Everything you said was interesting, Grandfather.
Yes. In a big family, many facets are exposed. And as Clifford used to say, stuff happens.
Well.
Why so skeptical?
Do you think that's true?
With what confidence?
You know about the lipstick.
Haven't any reason to doubt it.
I have.
Oh?
Well, I mean, there's more to it than that. I don't doubt he stopped in at Jack's. I don't even doubt the girls kissed him. But they don't wear that much lipstick. Not at home, anyway. Did you know Pinky's going around with a beautiful Chinese girl? She wears a size 8, and she's about 22, and an absolute knockout.
Well, who is she?
Don't you know? I asked him, and he wouldn't even talk about it. I've seen him with her twice. I was sure you'd know.
If I did, that would fall into the category of Pinky's business.
We could use a girl like that in the model agency if you wanted a job.
I'll tell that to Pinky.
I'd like to know a little more about it before I talk to Pinky.
Excuse me.
Hello. Hi, this is Jack. You busy?
Penelope's up here for no reason at all. That's right, isn't it?
I can go if you want me to.
She can go if we want her to.
I'll be over.
Good. She'll be over.
And I'll get out. Well, this was fun. There was one other thing I wanted to ask you, though.
Yes?
I met Bruce Conrad over at Jones.
Mm-hmm. And?
He says you found him and brought him home.
Bruce is on our staff at International. Flies a freight plane.
Yes, she told me. You know another one just exactly like him anywhere? He's a doll. Is it Jones?
At the moment, I would say he was.
How lucky for us. After this, when you find him like that, share them, Uncle Paul. See you later.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
This is Madeleine Cowell. Every woman deserves the luxury of smooth, soft hands. But if you're a woman who just can't keep your hands out of water, what then? Use today's Touché, now with silicone. New Touché beauty treats your hands as it helps nature heal them. Touché protects your hands from water, even while your hands are in water. Your life today's Touché.
More families, far more families, depend on X-Lax than any other laxative. X-Lax is the preferred laxative for one important reason. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. You take pleasant-tasting chocolate X-Lax at bedtime. It won't disturb your sleep. And the next morning, you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. No wonder pleasant-tasting chocolate X-Lax is used by more families than any other laxative. Remember, when you or any member of your family needs a laxative, take X-Lax today. Feel better tomorrow. Jack Barber, attorney, sits far down on his spine in the big chair beside Paul's fireplace. He's saying...
Oh, I thought you'd know something about it, Paul.
Not a thing. Give me my word.
How big was the check? $257,000.87.
Made out to Pinky?
Full name. William Martin Herbert Murray. And my Hiram Ho Choi. Now, here's an odd one. Hiram.
Yeah, New England Chinese.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, here's the note. Dear Mr. Barber, the check was faithful to this. Dear Mr. Barber, your nephew Pinky asked me to forward this to you, special delivery, since he's very busy this afternoon. He will explain when he returns from Seattle.
Seattle?
That's what it says. He tells me he plans to have you handle his business affairs and give him an allowance after he has carpeted his mother's new house. Sincerely yours, Hiram Ho Choi, Bleak Importing Company, Grand Avenue, San Francisco.
Well, you knew he was dealing in some Chinese jade.
Well, don't say some Chinese jade. It was part of an ancient imperial collection. Sure, I knew that. I arranged for him to pay the duty on it, but I didn't know he'd sold it.
Seattle. He had breakfast here with Dad this morning.
I say this for the kid. He's kept his lip buttoned up, and I've never seen him busier.
$257,000. Over $250,000.
Yeah. He had $1 million less taxes last April. Lost it by September. Now he's got some of it back. Well, by the way, has he said anything to you about a Chinese girl?
Why?
Well, the receptionist at the office tells me when Pinky came to see me the other day, he left a little girl in the reception room waiting for him. One of the prettiest creatures she ever saw in her life. But he didn't say one word about her to me.
Oh, is Jack up there?
Right here, Dad.
Betty is calling from the back porch. Hurry home. Pinky is phoning you long distance from somewhere.
Okay, Dad, I'll be right down. Seattle, do you suppose?
When that boy gets home, I'm going to tell him to loosen up and talk. I've wasted too much time wondering what he's up to.
More of the barbers in just a moment. Modern mothers who know food values insist on oatmeal breakfast for the school children. Good hot Quaker oats or mother's oats gives growing youngsters strength and endurance. Creamy, delicious oatmeal helps keep them happy, well-fed, alert in classes all morning long. And for breakfast surprises that your youngsters will love, serve oatmeal topped with chopped dates, jam, brown sugar, or fruit. Be sure your school children eat good hot Quaker oats or mother's oats, the same nourishing oatmeal.
Special sale on Pepsodent toothbrushes. Save 40 cents on two Pepsodent toothbrushes now.
Father Barber, looking out the window toward Jack's house, sighs and returns to his chair. His wife glances up from her knitting.
What is it, Henry?
Petey, calling long distance, and I had breakfast with him. He didn't tell me he was going anywhere.
Petey's trying to be like his Uncle Paul. He thinks Paul is a colorful character. Breakfast with Paul, and the next time you hear is 5 hours later, and he's in Alaska.
Yes, yes. Where are Penelope go?
Over to Joan's house, I think.
You're very friendly with Joan lately.
I hope that's it.
Who came in? Is Paul still upstairs?
Here you are, Jack. Still up there.
Thanks, I'll go up. Hey, Paul, that's where he was. It's the ride, he said.
Seems exciting.
He does, doesn't he?
Well, don't let him tell us why. No, no, that would spoil it. I'd really love to start with a minimum of information that I can sit here mulling things over and have lots to think about when my eyes are too tired to read.
Oh, Henry.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Moore. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 31, Book 129, Pinky sends a telegram from Seattle. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry, as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.